Steve, thanks. It's us. It's Bill and Wendy.
Frank
Fontana is here, too.
Listen,
I was saving that for the big reveal.
Frank, I was listening to your show on Sunday. A lovely job,
you
as
were?
Usual.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you.
You were talking about on Valentine's Day, if you don't have a significant other, what else you can do. And it
right.
should be, you know, love is not just for, you know, romantic love, but love of family and friends and other people.
Sure, a big love fest.
Mm-hmm. And the reason we didn't introduce you is, even though we know you and we listen to you, I wanted to find your title.
Hmm.
And so TV and radio host, author, design expert, are we
right.
leaving anything out?
I mean, there's
we
a
are.
Few.
What were you, a former breakdancer, too?
I was,
you
actually.
Were a breakdancer?
Yes.
Co-star of the Disney series Hannah Montana, which I used to watch with my
yes,
daughters all the time.
Right.
You were great on that.
Yeah, but I mean, this is a little-known fact. I was actually in a Disney show.
Were you? What show?
What?
Remember That's So Raven?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I had a cameo in the credits, the opening credits for that show. I don't know how good your memory is there, Bill, but... If you remember the opening, it was a whole bunch of people dancing in alleys.
I do remember.
And stuff. I was a guy dancing in the alley.
Really?
Do you know who yep. is a closet Raven, That's So Raven lover?
Who?
My husband, Jimmy Mack. Like, sometimes
You're
I'll
kidding.
Walk into his Star Wars room and think he's watching one of the Star Wars movies.
Yes.
He's watching That's So Raven. So I bet he's very familiar with you.
If you could slow-mo the intro.
So that means every episode.
Every episode
yeah.
for perpetuity of the entire you know, creation of this show, I am part of that.
That's fantastic.
Is that residuals?
No. I think I was an extra that day. I think I got paid $100. This was like way back, first days moving to L.A.
Yeah.
You know, they thought it was the most amazing thing to be on a big Hollywood lot. And,
yeah.
You know, just like, just for the experience. And then here I am, you know, 100 years later,
that,
part of history.
That's So Raven.
Is Raven.
That's so Raven.
It is.
Is Raven, she's on The View now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she's on The
Can't
View.
Can't she get you on The View to talk design?
You know, that's a good point. I should reach out to her.
Sure.
I, hey, it's me, the guy in that 3 seconds in your
oh,
intro.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing. That,
yeah.
I would.
It's a little known fact. It's the first time I've ever revealed that here on
That's
on
so
your
impressive,
show.
Frank. Yeah, that's excellent. That's yeah. great.
I'm still impressed with the former breakdancer.
That's good,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I did that, too.
That's good,
the,
too.
Remember the band KLF?
Yes.
No.
Yes?
Yeah.
You don't remember KLF?
KLF.
Right.
Yeah. You know,
yeah.
What did it stand for? Can we say it on the air? Or?
KLF is going to rock ya. You know, remember, you know, come on. Every song had that KLF hook in it
mm-hmm.
for years.
And
anyway,
this is a foreign language to me.
Yeah, I went on all this small little... I did a lot of things in my teens. This was crazy.
But you're on with us.
I'm on with you. Here I am.
And what are we talking about today? Because I love doing design things at home. I love trying to do things myself.
Right.
I'm usually successful.
Yeah. Bill, how about you?
Just the opposite.
Yeah.
Can't stand doing anything at home, and I'm awful at everything I try.
That's good.
Yep.
At least you know your limitations.
There are plenty of them, Frank.
So,
trust me.
You know, I'm glad Bill likes it, and well, he doesn't really like it, but the idea today is to talk about the DIY don'ts.
Oh, this
right?
will help me a lot, I believe.
This is a list of things you shouldn't do if you're attempting DIY projects.
Right. Like attempt DIY projects for some
right.
of us.
Start with that. Start
right.
by doing nothing.
Right.
But that's good. If you know that you're not, like my husband has absolutely no interest. If
yeah.
something's broken, hey, when, who do I call?
Mm-hmm.
I like to try and fix it first, and then if it doesn't work, you can always call someone. So good for you that you don't even want to attempt it.
I don't
though.
Want to try.
And I've seen a lot in my career, you know, being a television on HGTV's Design a Dime and a slew of other.
That's
know,
So Raven. Mention
yeah,
That's
So Raven.
Raven.
I can start dropping that one now. Now
I
that it's
throw
public.
That in. Throw
I
that in.
I'll lead with that, actually. I've seen the craziest stuff, you know, that people will do. And rather than call somebody like a plumber,
mm-hmm.
you know, they might do things like use duct tape. This one website I found here, I don't know what they were trying to do here, but they taped a doorknob. They used an electrical cord and a milk jug
oh.
to stop a leak.
And did it work? It didn't work, did it?
Temporarily, I'm
Interesting
sure.
Interesting combination. I would imagine at some level it did.
Hmm.
But, you know, you see crazy things. Then how about this? I don't know if you ever installed a toilet. Have you ever installed a toilet?
No.
I changed a wax ring on a toilet, which technically is installing a toilet.
And technically gross.
It is disgusting
it's
what
so
you
gross.
See under there.
Gosh. You ever do one of those?
No. I don't know what that is. A
so
wax
on the bottom
ring?
Of the yeah, when you smush down your toilet, like
yeah.
you pick up that heavy toilet, and between the actual drain and the toilet base,
yeah.
you have to put like a wax ring in there, so it makes it a seal tight. you know, and then you screw it down.
So there's no gaps. It kind of like makes it really...
Like a putty almost. Yeah. Like it fills in the holes, and then it makes it waterproof. But it also ends up over years. I mean, especially old houses like ours, they just accumulate crud. Like you would puke, Bill, if you actually saw what comes out of this thing.
Yeah, I bet.
So anyway, in a newer home or a remodel, you know, making sure the measurements are properly done, the positioning of a toilet's really important. Mm-hmm. One thing that people tend to forget to do is actually open the door to the bathroom inwards to get their clearance radius.
Oh.
If you have a tight space.
Right.
So I found this just bizarre, but on some occasions, you can Google this, people have fully installed the toilet, and then after the fact realized that the door is hitting the toilet.
Well, then what do you do?
Well, you don't do the plumbing thing. You actually, on this occasion, we will post these on your Facebook page,
please,
by the way.
Please do, because
these are hilarious.
Idiots.
People, and I love people, but some people shouldn't pick up a hammer or saw. They, in this situation, cut the door around the rim of the toilet. So when you open the door, now you have a cutout of, it looks like somebody took a bite out of your door where it clears the toilet.
Oh.
Versus moving the toilet.
So
itself.
A little half circle that when the door opens, it'll give
perfectly
clearance.
Clears that. And if you're really good at DIY, you can actually etch it perfectly around the toilet so it looks really nice as you're opening the door.
Except when the door is then in the closed position, there's this little bite taken out of it and you don't have any privacy.
Agreed. That's why you should measure first.
Especially if you have little kids, they'll crawl up and peek through that little hole.
Right.
And I gotta imagine somebody's, I mean, who does this stuff? I mean, really. And then, okay, as we look through the list here, and there's about seven of these. And the faucet, okay? It's not that big of a... Do you ever change a faucet on
the
sink?
No.
Yes.
You have.
God, Bill.
What do you do, Bill? Do you call people?
Yeah, I know where all the numbers are located, good, and we call a guy, and we go, fix this now, please.
I mean, it's usually just a washer, you know, a couple of bolts and nuts, and you just undo it. Make sure you turn the water off first.
Yeah.
Well, on this particular occasion, this person was fixing a dishwasher sink, didn't want to go buy a faucet, so they went out to their backyard, took a hose, cut the hose about a foot, rigged some mechanism. They were ingenious in how they actually rigged it to the base of the faucet, and are using this flexible garden hose as a sink faucet.
Which is very popular these days. You get a faucet that you can take down
yes.
and it sprays.
In theory, I think
pot filler.
Yeah, I think it works.
It looks terrible.
On some level. One of the most miraculous things, and I don't know if we should save this for after the break or whatnot, because I'd actually, if you're open to it, I'd love to hear some of your listeners' worst DIY stories. Because I love when we do this on our show, we throw it out there.
Oh,
and
that's perfect.
It takes people confident enough to admit this, you know, that they actually see. Bill's just straight up front, and he's like, I don't do
it. I can't even try it, because my fear, and I guess this is everybody's fear, is whatever's bad now, I'm going to make worse by fixing it. I don't want to do that.
Tim the Toolman Taylor, like Home Improvement style.
It's science fiction to me.
Science fiction, yeah.
Really? Because Pamela Anderson was on there.
I know.
When she looked like a woman.
Like the hottest.
More human-like, yeah.
I will admit to a mistake, a little thing I had to rig up to accommodate something. Can we take a break? And listeners, feel free to fess up 312-981-7200. I will admit to one.
All right. That's coming next. That's
I will,
us.
Too. Since you're
you got one as well?
I'm going to do it, yeah.
What are yours? What did you try to fix that went horribly wrong? 312-981-7200. Call us, text us. More in a little bit. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Frank Fontana has good hands, doesn't he?
He sure does.
Especially when I use lotion.
is that your secret, Frank?
That is my
secret. Lotion?
Yes, all right. Coconut oil.
Thanks for divulging. Yeah. We're talking about DIY don'ts, things you don't want to do because they can go horribly wrong, and a lot of people are checking in at 312-981-7200.
All right. Tim is on the line. Tim, what do you have for us?
Oh, okay. I pulled my first toilet after I got my first house. So I pulled the old toilet. My wife walks by. She says, I can smell that sewer gas. So I shoved some rags in the hole, right? So I had to go out and buy a new hose connect, came back, put the wax rings on, put the new toilet on, hooked it up to the water, and guess what?
You forgot the rags.
I forgot the rags.
Oh, my God. And that's such a production to get that toilet back on the ring and on the floor.
But let me ask you, Tim, was it after you flushed a couple times and it came shooting back at you?
I flushed it once, and that was enough water on the floor.
Oh, my God.
Then I had to go back to buy new wax rings. That was the hard part.
Yeah, because you can only use them once. You make a mistake, you need a new one. Tim, that's a great one. Thank you.
But if you like a fountain effect or a,
or a bidet,
a bidet is so expensive. Not this way. It makes sense almost.
Is this Nick? Hi, Nick.
Hey, Wendy, Bill, how you doing?
Hey, Frank, what'd you do?
Long-time listener, first-time caller. Listen to you since Q101.
Oh, you're very kind, Nick. Thanks.
Yeah, I miss you on that show. And, Wendy, I actually interned for you with Buzz. I'm the guy with sunglasses and Hawaiian shirts.
Oh, yeah,
that guy.
Manuel Noriega?
Yes, it was. Nick did a great job with that. Thank you. What did you do?
I loved it.
With a DIY
I'm not a good handyman at all, and I'm embarrassed to say this to you, but I actually was fixing some shingles, and I put a hole in my roof, and my room flooded.
Ugh, awesome!
After it rained.
Why are you up doing shingles? That seems like almost an impossible job for someone to DIY.
Because I'm an idiot.
Yeah, yeah. Bill's got some validity here. I mean, not idiot-wise. I mean, you got
if you
some,
know you can't do it, stay away.
There should be a Bill category and a Wendy category.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm a man. I can do anything.
So what'd you do? You pounded through the roof and made a hole in it as you were replacing the shingles?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. At least he's man enough to admit it.
Well, thank you, Nick. I appreciate you admitting that. Nice to talk to you again.
You guys need to come clean. What did you do that went horribly wrong?
It's not even horribly wrong, but when we bought our house, we had a kitchen that was rehabbed, I think, in the 80s, and it was just stock cabinets, not very pretty, and no hardware on them. So at some point, I said, you know what? I'm going to get some wrought iron knobs and like a cup drawer holder. Yeah. That'll look really good. So I decided which ones to get. I purchased them, really changed the whole look of the kitchen. However, there is one drawer that is a fake drawer. It's just it doesn't open. It's looks like a drawer with the face plate on it.
Right.
And when I put the drawer or the knob on, the oven door wouldn't open. It blocked the oven door because it was a really tight fit.
Yeah.
So if you come to our house, and I will gladly show you this, it's a cup holder, wrought iron, and there's a screw on just one side. And when we open the oven, we just kind of slide the knob up so we can open the oven door.
That's fabulous.
And we have to take the screw off cabinet knob off too and put it in that
That's
drawer
just
right
brilliant.
There.
Brilliant. I mean,
but
really.
What could I do at that point?
Nothing.
What are you going to do?
You're stuck.
I mean, but I love the fact that you would take the time to like unscrew the knob when you, every time. How often you're opening your oven all the time? I'm sure, right?
Yeah, the knob usually stays off, and if you look at the cup holder, it's kind of in a vertical position instead of horizontal. But what can I do?
The things we do for vanity.
And it looks so much better with the wrought iron knobs on it.
Of course, yeah,
I agree. I have a knob confession as well. Those damn knobs. So I had, I do thousands of kitchens and stuff, and then one of my smaller renovations for a flip property I had, I couldn't get these knobs that I bought to stay put. So, you know, you have to put a screw in through the back, and usually screw them on tight. And for whatever reason, I used washers, it just would not stay. It was like the mystery.
Were they stripped inside?
No, it just would not catch. For whatever reason, it just would not catch tight enough. Maybe it was the distance between the screw and the knob and the wood and everything. But it felt like it was perfect. It looked perfect, and I've done it a million times. So I figured, let's put a little crazy glue behind the knob. Because crazy glue works for everything.
Sure.
I keep two bottles in my house.
I use Elmer's glue for that.
Oh, crazy glue blows it away.
Yeah.
So, long story short, I put glue on every single knob because I was so frustrated. I didn't have the time. I said, it's a for sale property. No one's ever going to know. Before I can even get the property up for sale, my kids are like in and out of the cabin and stuff. Every bit of crazy glue pulled off, spun the knobs, pulled the paint off the things, and it was a very expensive, stupid mistake on my part.
That's why I use Elmer's glue.
Because you can get it off, right?
You can.
Did you ever get your fingers stuck with crazy glue?
Yeah.
It takes a while. It takes a good long while before you can get that out.
I did it the other day.
Sharp razor blade.
You know what I did right away? I had some citrus like that manly
oil,
that oil stuff.
Yeah, I've seen that.
You know, like the industrial strength.
Sure.
It's like got sand in it. So I did that. But real quick, I was fixing blinds in my house. I had a piece of string fell off a blind. I'm like, oh, a little dab of crazy glue, and just fix that right up. I squeezed the bottle, the whole thing popped open on my fingers. My four fingers got stuck together. It was awesome.
We need a crazy glue intervention for Frank Fontana.
Totally. I need
Remember the commercials? The guy, the construction worker, would
put his
helmet to the wood beam and just hang.
But that was intentional, you guys.
It was intentional. Right.
All right. We'll do one more here. Fred, we don't have a lot of time, so what do you like to confess for your DIY don't?
Well, my brother-in-law and I decided we were going to place a couple of doors on the on our summer home in Wisconsin, and we did the one door. It took us all weekend, and then we decided this is on Memorial Day, so we left the other door outside and came back on the 4th of July to put it in, and obviously it had warped. But we put it in anyway, and once it was in, it wouldn't open. We had turned the door into a wall.
That's awesome.
Had to have a carpenter come and fix the whole thing.
That's great. I love that you can confess that. That's fantastic. I don't mean to laugh at you.
Thank you,
I mean,
Fred.
It's just great.
Sure.
I mean, people are all human. You know, I'm a guy who was on television doing this for a living, telling people what to do and do it right.
Right.
And I'm proud to say that sometimes I screw up.
It's impossible. You know? You can't be right all the time.
It can't be.
I have one more quick one.
Yeah.
Our bathroom door in our bedroom, there's a loft, our bedroom, which still isn't closed off.
Yeah.
And for some reason, the loft kind of settled. So the floor is a little uneven where the beams are. So the tile in the bathroom kind of bunched up, and the bathroom door wouldn't close all the way. So I took it off the hinges. I had my neighbor Jack, who helps us with everything, he had a saw, and he sawed 2 inches off the bottom of the door,
right,
put it back on the hinges, closes, works perfectly.
Unreal.
But that's what you have to do. Instead of having someone come to retile everything, it's...
If you
shave a little off the bottom.
My house is... Wendy and I live in the same neighborhood, old homes. Every single one of my doors is shaved on an angle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My moldings are all crooked.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing in my house is level. Ever. You could roll a ball from one... You could drop a ball and watch it go across the entire house. And we usually have like a race with my kids' toys. But I mean, you live with it. I guess you learn to love it. But man, it's sometimes
frustrating.
I want a new house.
Yeah, of course. All right, it's Frank Fontana. Yeah, the same Frank Fontana from That's So Raven. You can hear him here on weekends.
Sunday mornings?
Yeah.
At what time is it?
It's Sundays from 1 to 3.
1 to 3.
Every Sunday. Actually, I'm glad you said it. I'm going to be off for a couple of weeks. We have some Northwestern programming coming on that's going to... kind of trump us a little bit. I'll be in New York this week doing a huge event for World Kitchen. I'm hosting this big shindig up, and we took over Brownstone in Manhattan,
right,
in New York, and we're featuring all this brand new product from World Kitchen.
Speaking of sports, 2 weeks ago, because that was my week to listen to you, Wendy and I switch off. It was for week, this week. I listened 2 weeks ago. It was during the Super Bowl, and I enjoyed the fact that you had no idea if the Super Bowl was going on at the time or later on in the day.
I was asking scores at like 2 o'clock.
I heard that.
Mark Carmen's like, who
I know.
Are you?
You made Mark Carmen upset. You made him cry.
I did. He was a little upset. Yeah. He told me off air, I can't believe it. He wanted me to hand in my man card, but my goal that day was to do nothing with the Super Bowl.
You did. You pulled it off.
I thought it was endearing.
Nicely done, Frank.
What's your website?
It's frankfontana.net. And before I go real quick, the last DIY project, you guys got to post this on Facebook, was upholstering your refrigerator.
Yes.
Never,
why?
Never do it.
Who would do that?
I don't know, but somebody did. I got a picture of it. It's actually real.
It looks crazy. I saw the picture. It looks so sad.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, guys.
News is next, and then more show, Bill and Wendy, WGN.